Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There was evidence in the house and they would not listen to me.
The Proof podcast is back with a new case and a new season. And this time, the stakes are higher than ever before.
The letter from the doctor said, I have 6 months or less to live. I'm scared shitless right now.
A dying man is serving a life sentence for a murder he says he didn't commit.
Did you ever question if they got the right person?
I don't think I believed it at the time. I don't think I believe it now.
I'm scared to be sitting here in this damn chair talking about this shit.
How many other cold cases were going to come forward and go, hey, man, you need to look at my shit because I didn't do it. How many more do we have?
You can listen now to season 3 of Proof wherever you get your podcasts and follow along with us as we reinvestigate the murder at the bike shop.
Everything I tell you is the truth. I'm not bullshitting one way or the other. I hope I don't bring a ton of shit down on me. I really do.
From NBI Studios, this is Truth and Justice, a crowdsourced investigation in real time. I'm Bob Ruff.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Truth and Justice. This week, we're moving into our second episode of season 18, and this one is hopefully nowhere near as heavy as episode 1. I asked a couple weeks ago for you guys to throw out suggestions, people you wanted to hear from, things you wanted to talk about, and one of the first ones I got was everybody wants to hear from Susan Simpson from Proof, because season 3 of Proof is dropping this week. And I'm super excited about that as well. So that was the first person I reached out to, and I'm joined today by Miss Susan Simpson. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Bob. Good to see you again.
Yeah, you too. So you're still in Georgia, right?
I'm in DC.
You're in DC now.
Yeah.
Yeah. How bad is the storm you guys? This is Thursday, you know, by the way, when we're recording this.
Every single time there's going to be snow in DC, it's always a bust. So I'm going to assume it's going to be 2 inches, but could be like what, 12, 13, and then the whole city dies.
We've been dying for a bust in Michigan for weeks, and we just keep getting everything they say that we're getting. I'm running out of places to put snow. We've had this week, we're thinking we're having a 2-day work week this week at school because we had MLK Day on Monday, and then Tuesday was a snow day. Oh. We were there for 2 days, and now tomorrow they're saying 25 below zero, wind chill.
Holy cow.
With blowing snow. Yeah, so we're probably going to be done tomorrow too.
So our current season of Proof, season 3, is in Michigan, and we last month, December, had to do some more interviews, and it turns out interviewing and door knocking in Michigan in December
Mm-mm.
is not fun. It's a very different experience from Boyd,
right.
Georgia.
Yeah.
Like 2 degrees, everything was iced up, so we're like trying to talk to people like on their porches and just like kind of secretly begging, like, invite us in, invite us in. Like,
yeah,
I don't care if you're a suspect in the murder, just let us in.
Yeah, and the worst part is that they're from Michigan, so it's no big deal for them to stand on the porch and talk to you and even if they're freezing.
Yep.
Yeah, so I talked to Susan. So my daughter goes to college in Kalamazoo, and Monday was her birthday, and we were going to go see her for her birthday Monday. It got snowed out, and then finally we have this one little break in the snow today. So after this interview, I'm finally going up there. So I'll be checking out some of the stomping grounds that you're talking about in your episode or in your new season. Before we get into the new season, though, I know a lot of my listeners have been listening to Proof since the beginning. You have had two very successful seasons with you and Jacinda Davis. So first of all, can you tell everybody a little bit about like what Proof is, because this is what you kind of shifted into after Undisclosed ended, like how did Proof come to be and what are you doing?
Yeah. So we did one of the seasons of Undisclosed that we did was about Jeff Titus. He was a Kalamazoo case and, Red Marble Media was covering it for their TV show. They do a lot of shows on like Discovery ID, Evil Lives Here, Shattered. And they had a show called Killer in Question covering Jeff's case. We both covered it at the same time, ended up doing it together in a way. And Proof evolved out of that. Our first two seasons, though, had nothing to do with Kalamazoo. Our first season was in Georgia. We covered the case of Lee Clark and Kane Story. And their wrongful conviction and eventual release. And then we had season two, went to Kalamazoo.
I want to pause real quick because you said eventual release, but I feel like that was the quickest work that I've ever seen anyone do on a case ever.
Things worked out really well. We did not end up having to do litigation. They didn't have to go to court over it. That would have taken years. They'd probably be getting out right about now, even if things went really well, which is how it goes. Our season two case in California, we're currently waiting for results of DNA testing, and we're hopeful that once that's finalized could be enough to get him out. But if not, he'll have to go to court too. And that will slow things down.
I did my season 12 case was out of California, and it was a tough state to work in.
It is a tough state. They are extremely unfavorable for a lot of things, especially records, it's not friendly. I mean, it's not as bad as like Mississippi, but it's not great.
I've just recently found out with the case we just finished in season 17 that Indiana is I think worse than California. Have you tried to work in Indiana before?
I had a Michigan case that had like a Indiana spillover. You couldn't get anything hardly, like basically nothing.
The attorneys for the client can't get anything. It was like, I'm like, well, do you guys have, they won't give me the police files. Do you guys have the police files? They're like, no, they won't give them to us.
Yeah.
Like it's your case. They won't give you your police files.
Yeah, so Manteca in California is where our case was for season two, and nicer weather than Kalamazoo, at least, but tough to work in for records and documents.
Yeah, is that in like Southern California?
Middle. It's like it's outside of Central Valley, I guess it's called.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be down in the Coachella Valley during my last warm season that I had was down there, and that was always nice to go interview people in the wintertime from up here.
Yeah, I just saw a comment, someone talking about Renee's necklaces. We submitted them for testing last year, 2 years ago now, 2024, and quite honestly, we should have had results by now. It's one of those things where delays pile on delays for reasons that shouldn't be occurring in the first place. So I keep thinking like this is the month that has to happen. I've been wrong every month so far, but we do think it should be relatively soon, maybe, hopefully. Like things are still progressing. We're still hopeful, but we're kind of...
Have they made it to the lab yet?
Yes, they're at the lab. It's just... I'll leave it at that for now.
That's the worst. We're dealing with that with the West Memphis 3, our season 5 case right now. Like we sent... Finally, after years and years of fighting, sent a ton of evidence to the lab to be tested this fall. Mm-hmm. And they're like, should take a couple months. And now it's like, well, there's December. So December, January. And now it's just, and I'm sure ours are probably coming soon, but it's killing me waiting for the results.
Yeah.
Because it could be everything or nothing. Okay. You know how the DNA works. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think you kind of breezed through, but how did you and Jacinda work just by crossing over, or that's how you guys started working together from crossing over in that first case?
Yeah, we'd met kind of by chance just by talking about true crime stuff. And then what really happened was because of COVID, I ended up not being able to do records requests. So I needed a case that already had records, and they'd already put records for the Titus case. which I had talked to Jacinda about just out of casual like interest because it was like an interesting case. So I was like, wait a minute, maybe we can use your records and then we can still go ahead with the season of Undisclosed, even though there's no longer FOIA or government or regular life.
Right. Anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
So speaking of regular life, before we move on to what we can dig into for season three, I think since I last talked to you, you made another human.
Yeah, right? I did. Yeah. Yeah. She's almost a year old now, so out of the thick of it, mostly.
And your first is in school?
First is four. Well, in a week, yeah. So.
So yeah. How's kid life treating
Lovely,
you?
Lovely, great, amazing. Every day is a blessing.
Every day, really? No kidding. Huh, I did parenting wrong. Yeah. Every day wasn't a blessing.
Well, I will say it makes recording so much harder.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, and working around those guys, especially with a little one, if you're home with them all the time.
Yeah, well, it's the bigger one that's really the problem. The little one naps more.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, before the, yeah, I know the big one's coming home and mm-hmm. will probably be knocking on your door anytime now or something. Yeah. So season three, you just launched. The first episode came out this week. What day of the week do your episodes come out?
So Mondays. And we have sometimes we have an extra mini episode on Thursdays, but Monday is when new episodes are released.
I'm interrupting this ad break to tell you how you can never have to hear another ad and take a huge step towards helping us continue our work all at the same time. As most of you know, I provide all investigative and advocacy services to the people and attorneys that we cover on the show completely free. Over the years, we provided hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of professional investigations to the wrongfully convicted, completely free of charge. And the reason that we're able to do that is in large part thanks to the support of listeners like you. Our Patreon community funds the overwhelming majority of our work, and I want to take this opportunity to ask and encourage you to join the club. The base level membership is just $5 a month. Now, while that's only a cup of coffee's worth out of your account, it makes all the difference in the world to us and the people that we work with. And for your $5 a month, you get a whole list of extra content, exclusive just for patrons. Every week, Janet, Zach, and I do an hour-long live stream just for our patrons. You also get an unedited video version of the Friday follow-up every week, a weekly pregame podcast that drops into your podcast feed. Patrons often get to participate in interviews that we do on the show live days or weeks before the rest of the audience gets to hear them. And of course, the best part, all of our content is completely ad-free for our patrons at the $5 a month level. Patreon really is the only way that we're able to keep doing this work. And it would mean the absolute world to me, Zach, Janet, and Erica if you'd consider joining if you're able to do so. Joining the Patreon community is super easy. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice to sign up. Or you can go right to the episode description of this or any episode and just click the link. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your support. And now I'll return you to your regularly scheduled ads.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
So episode one, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. I'm going to be listening to it on my way to Kalamazoo after we're done here. But so it just came out, season three is in full swing. Where are you at with before we dig into the details of it, like production of it? Do you go through and record the full season and then drop
on cue? What's up, baby? Well, a few seconds.
Do you like record the full set of episodes and then release them as you go, or are you doing things in real time or kind of somewhere in between with your seasons?
Somewhere in between. We usually try and like have maybe half the season in the bank before we start mm-hmm. obviously things you find while the season's progressing.
Right.
Other episodes. We don't always make that, and often sometimes things change last minute, which cause you to be not as far ahead as you're hoping to be, which would be
right.
definitely the case in this season. But yeah, we try and we start off knowing what the first, you know, 5-6 episodes are going to look like.
Yeah. And that's a good point, because I'm assuming you're taking listener feedback too, and hopefully getting more tips and things coming in as you go along.
Ideally. Yeah. Things work out. But
so when we were talking the other day about this, you mentioned two murders. So are you covering two different murders? I guess break down and tell us what are we looking at for season three?
So this one's it's been a very difficult season to work on. Our defendant died in October. Shortly after we got him out of prison, and he didn't get exonerated, and never will get to see that now. We still hope that we can at least prove his innocence. But in part, well, as we worked on his case while he was still alive, we realized that the same detectives that had gotten him convicted had sort of a troubling history and a series of cases they'd work on, all cold cases. And we started looking at some of those, mostly just to see what they were doing there, find out more about like how they operated. And in doing so, we found a number of other cold cases with troubling facts. So we started exploring those cases as well. Our season, the bulk of our season is about Scott Baldwin, the case we started with, but that mm-hmm. expanded as we went onwards.
Is there, we think there's a connection between the other murders or
the detectives that were the connection? It was the cold case team in Kalamazoo. They
okay.
about 7 years, and they had 21 convictions in all. And a lot of their cases have some troubling problems with them.
Gotcha. And so you said your defendant passed away in October. Mm-hmm. Was that, so obviously, well, I guess I kind of share that because I assume you started working on this well before that mm-hmm. happened.
We did. We knew that he had cancer basically right after we just like we'd done investigation. We decided, yes, this is the case we want to do. He was given 6 months to live.
Oh, no. So you knew that the clock was ticking from the beginning.
Well, we thought it was much slower tick. We knew that it was not like we knew he had cancer, but he had prostate cancer, and it was. We didn't realize that he would be, that things got so dire so fast. That was not expected. We knew he was not going to be, we knew he probably wouldn't be surviving the cancer, but it truly did not seem like he would be dead within the year when we started working on it.
God, that's terrible. So you said that you got him out. Are you able to share yet? Or I don't know if you've already shared that. Like, what do you mean by you got him out?
Well, we'll get into more what happened in this case and how he got out of prison later on in the season. Mm-hmm. It wasn't an exoneration. And the goal was still to get that. He died 2 days afterwards. So it was, it was.
How tragic is that?
It was awful to watch. And just, yeah, it's not how we wanted to go. It's not how it should have been.
Yeah. And I'm assuming some of that detail, I'm seeing that everybody in the chat is saying that it was, you know, episode one's already a heartbreaker. So you've already shared some of that story, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So I guess go through, like, what is the case that we're looking at, as much as you can share without giving away spoilers, to tell people what they can expect as the season progresses?
So it was a murder that happened back in 1988. And if you meet any old timers in Kalamazoo while you're up there, they'll probably have heard of the Kalamazoo Bike Shop. It was sort of an institution in Kalamazoo. And basically everyone of a certain age in Kalamazoo got their first bike from the shop. It was owned by this guy who was in his 80s, two brothers, but the older brother passed away before this. And the remaining brother lived and worked in the shop, and he was killed overnight by someone who'd gotten inside. It was a cold case until 2001 when they arrested Scott Baldwin. They said that he tried to rob it. Something happened. It turned into a murder. And then they got the conviction. It was primarily based on testimony of an ex-girlfriend of his. They had no direct evidence, no physical evidence. And he fought for a long time. He had a lot of attorneys. He had innocence groups behind him, but they could never quite get the pieces together to prove why he was innocent.
And this was it. The cold case unit that was working on his case, or was it, did it go cold before the conviction happened?
When it happened, so for 12 years it went cold. This cold case team started in 1998, and they went to about 2006-ish, 2005-ish, and they also had Jeff Titus's case, who was exonerated in 2023, and then they had a bunch of others as well.
Hi there. Can you go through? Okay. My recording studio is in the hallway, unfortunately.
Usually not an issue, but it is
for them. So she just passes through behind you. That's great. So that's great. So this case was unsolved for 12 years.
Yes.
So he's out living his life for over a decade.
He was 19 when this happened, when the crime happened. He was 31 when he was arrested, you know, married guy, had three kids, computer job, like very normal life, and then was kind of just yanked out of that and never got free again until 2 days before he passed away.
Had he been like a suspect all along?
So we get more into that, I think, in episode 3, probably. He was named as a suspect back in 1988, but so were, you know, 100 other people.
Uh-huh.
But he was not seriously investigated or considered, but his name was called in as a tip back in 88.
And then it was just based on, and I'm always like poking, I want all the answers.
At the time, the investigators didn't think it was legit, and they didn't pursue it. But the cold case team came in and thought, hey, this looks legit, let's keep going. And they made their case against him.
And they made it with no physical evidence at all?
No physical evidence. Well, we also mentioned in episode 1, there was some DNA evidence found at the scene. It does not match Scott Baldwin, but that was not enough.
That reminds me a lot of, I mean, probably a different set of circumstances, but our season 7 case was one of those cold cases that went on for years before the conviction happened. And it was like that, where it was in a public place.
Come on.
Where the, it was at a gas station.
All right, you can go there. Okay, she's got a little lost. There we go.
And because it was a gas station, any of the, you know, like DNA evidence or fingerprints or anything that they could find, of course, years, you know, because it's, you know, innocence attorneys were coming, and that one occurred, the murder occurred in 1991. Mm-hmm. And then years later, the innocence organizations are coming in and they're trying to do DNA testing and just like nothing's working, because they're just like, it was a public place. There was 100 people in and out of there every day.
Yeah, well, they had DNA. So DNA, they did not find any in 2000. Well, one in 88 when the crime happened, obviously they didn't get DNA. They did do DNA testing in 2001 for the trial. They couldn't find any then. Later on, they retested and did get a DNA profile from the crime scene, from the victim, but they never found a match for who it was. So
at least it was on the victim.
Yeah, it was under his fingernails.
Yeah, also something they can. How was he murdered?
He was beaten to death.
Okay, so very relevant to have DNA under the fingernails. So you're
theoretically, yeah, but you know, if you don't know who it is, then maybe it's contamination. Maybe it's an accomplice. They just don't want to act on it unless you can tell who it actually is linked to.
Right. Yeah. In our case, in Bill Little's case, which is Jamie Snow is the guy that was convicted. It's just the prosecution just fights and fights and fights to even do any testing because they keep making the argument, like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, what if that DNA you found is somebody else's? It's a gas station. It could be from anything because we didn't have anything. There's nothing like that where it's like under a fingernail or something that you can directly link to the crime.
Well, the prosecution fought DNA testing for the fingernails in this case for years and years as well till they finally gave up. So.
Have you had any involvement or help from the Cooley Innocence Clinic from Western Michigan while you've been working up there?
Cooley did. So I think Scott had like three different innocence groups at various times working on his case. Cooley did for a while, Wisconsin did, and then Michigan Innocence as well.
Okay, so all of them have worked their way through it.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get into more on the season, like why those efforts may not have been as successful as they could have been. Has to do a lot with sort of, I don't want to say red herring, but there were some really good leads in the case that just never quite panned out and were chased down for years and years. Because they seemed like they were just like one step away from being everything, and just it was always elusive.
Yeah, we have the case we were just wrapping up right now. We had not necessarily that. Actually, the evidence that came out through those investigations was pretty, you know, should have been pretty helpful for the defendant. But we found in that case where it was a situation where there was like, here's all this evidence that this guy did it. And then here's another batch of evidence that says this guy did it. And it ended up like hurting him in court because like none of it points back to the guy that's in prison.
It's not the answer or the tidy single like narrative they want in order to.
Yeah, you can't say it was this guy and it was this guy. Like it has to be what they, so they almost like canceled each other out by the time they get into court.
Yes. And there's always, of course, the claim that like, oh, it's not Brady because they had two different suspects they hid evidence on. So like,
yeah. Yeah. And this whole process is frustrating. And a lot of it depends on if you have a prosecution that's willing to work with you like you did in season one, where, you know, it was very fast.
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure work with us was the proper terminology. Yeah.
maybe overstating.
Extremely reluctant, but she also was kind of back into a corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was not happy about it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, at least when she was backed into a corner, she did.
Yeah, she did give
did
it.
Did something.
Yeah, well, and even then, she made one of the defendants plead guilty to a very bogus charge. She refused to let them both be exonerated.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Allergen Air Filters. They trap larger airborne contaminants to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our entire selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
Yes, darling. Okay, hold that thought. I'll be there in a bit.
I won't keep you too much longer. Yeah, that's right. That's right. So that one, there wasn't another crime to continue
but
to continue to investigate.
Kane Story plead guilty to bringing the gun over that the victim Brian used to play Russian roulette.
Mm-hmm. As far as the other, by the way, I did ask my dad about. So my dad lived in Kalamazoo through 1975, and I asked him about the. He didn't. I asked him about. So I was wondering because you asked about, was it Renee? What was the name?
Gloria Steele.
Gloria Steele. I was thinking I have Renee Good on my mind from my last episode. Gloria Steele. I asked him of it, and he didn't. He said it didn't ring a bell. I wonder how much. Do you know how much of these murders were like public? I don't even know. Is as close as Kalamazoo is to me. I don't live there, so if there's a murder in the town I live in, everybody's gonna be talking about it for centuries. But in Kalamazoo is a little bigger town.
Yeah, and I feel like she's usually not this bad. Of course, hey Serafina, I'm busy right now, honey. So this one was 1974. I think it was fairly big news. It's a woman murdered basically on campus at the college there.
Uh-huh.
Again, cold case unsolved for a while. They eventually convicted a serial killer named Coral Watts,
mm-hmm.
who, interestingly / unfortunately, had been caught in Texas, but was getting released.
So that name rings a bell to me.
Yeah, so Coral Watts was in Texas, got convicted there, but they didn't get a life sentence, and he was actually going to be released and freed again. And so Michigan's like, wait, we got some unsolved ones in the books here. Bring them back. We'll convict them.
Yeah, and I wonder if I'll have to give him that name too, see if he remembers that. The thing, so my dad graduated in 74 and then was living there working. So I wonder if he was, if for the students that were still on campus at the time that this happened.
Yeah, month it was. He might have already been out of school by then.
Mm-hmm. So we don't want to get into too many details and spoilers for you. And I know we got your daughter banging on your door, ready to get out. And I got to go see my 20-year-old daughter. Mm-hmm. I did want to throw up a couple of questions, or at least one from our chat that's about a different case. Alin in our chat said, in a sidebar in season 2 of Proof, you said you have an interview with Joey Watkins from season 2 of Undisclosed. She said she's been waiting eagerly for that. Did I miss it, or is it still to come?
You did not miss it, and I'm eager for it, too. Joey filed a civil case, so his attorneys were not so keen on him giving interviews, so we're on hold for that.
Okay.
But still pending, but...
That's always the good and bad of when attorneys get involved. It's like, hey, we got attorneys. I just went through this in my last case. It's like, hey, we got attorneys involved. It's like, oh, well, now we can't talk to anyone about anything at all.
Yeah. So, but Joey will be on the show and we'll hear more about what his life's been like since he got freed.
Yeah. I was going to ask, do you at least know like how he's been doing?
Yeah, he's doing. I mean, obviously with any exoneree, there's a lot of struggles, but he's taken over his dad's car business, trying to build that up again.
trying to get through the civil case, trying to help his parents who are getting, you know, on in years, need more help.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a girlfriend. Things are going well for him. Like, there's been a lot of struggles too, but I think he's doing all right.
That's good. Speaking of people that are out, do you have any contact, or have had any contact with Adnan since all of the legal stuff has been over?
No, and I'm just some emails and stuff, but he's, when I hear, he's out living his life too, now that it's finally over for real.
Yeah, that's what, from whenever I talked to Robbie, sounds like he's just thriving. Sounds like, being out. Last thing I want to ask you before I let you go is, for the folks that are super excited that season three is finally here, do you have a plan for about how many episodes that you're going to do for season three?
We believe 12, but because we have so many cases we're looking at, there's definitely some stuff that's up in the air about where things are going. But,
where the rabbit holes are going to take you.
Yeah. Yeah. And, we're not saying that all of the cold cases we're looking at are innocence cases, but many of them have some serious problems with them that are worth highlighting.
Mm-hmm.
And I do actually think there's a very strong chance that it's not just Jeff Titus, not just Scott Baldwin. I think there were some other men here, and women actually, who were wrongfully convicted by this team.
Well, you might end up parking in Kalamazoo for a while. And that's what happened to me when I went to East Texas. I ended up there for 5 years.
Yeah, yeah. It's unfortunately... Well, hopefully we don't go back again until the summer.
Right. Well, the next time you come back, you'll have to let me know. And I can come follow you around and
for sure.
at least buy you dinner or something while you're here. I'm about an hour away from Kalamazoo.
Where are you at? Which town?
So I'm in the very southwest corner of Michigan. I'm in a town called Niles is where I live.
We've had one or two witnesses there, actually, tangential.
Oh, really?
Thoughts, but usually not. Yeah, usually as far we get that way is like Sturgis, I guess, down south.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sturgis isn't far from, my cousin lives in Sturgis. We're going through there on the way up. Yeah. So let me know if you're ever in town sometime, and we'll at least catch up while you're here.
Well, we should be. And have fun in Kalamazoo today.
Yeah. But to do it when it's warm, because I don't want to go do anything right now.
No, I'm telling you, trying to do those door knocks last month about killed me. I mean, I'm not built for the cold weather, and just the like trying to maintain coherent thoughts when like you want to die from the cold.
Right.
It's not
your
my best.
Your face hurts.
With. Yeah. It's like, so where were you on? Okay, bye. I'm done.
Yeah, that's good. You know, actually, it doesn't matter. I'm sorry I came.
I don't care anymore. Everyone can stay in prison.
Right. All right. Well, with that, Susan, I'm going to let you go. Take care of your little girl. Thank you so much for joining me. I can't wait to finish season three. And when it's over, I may be... This is the nice part of my about my job, having contact with a lot of these great podcasters, is I can usually sneak you back on to give me the behind the scenes after the season's over too.
For sure.
Truth and Justice is an NBI Studios production, co-written and produced by Erica Bergenham. Music created and composed by Caden Ladislaw. Follow-up episodes are co-hosted by Janet Varney and Zach Weber. Our logo font was created by Tate Krupa of Red Swan Graphic Design. Our website is created, managed, and maintained by Katie Ross of createdintandem.com. Thank you to our volunteer transcription team, Erica Cantor, Kathy McElhaney, Courtney Wimberly, Kaywood Yomnick, Danielle Rohr, Jennifer Athey, and Caroline Dwyer. Truth and Justice provides all investigative and advocacy work for the wrongfully convicted completely free of charge. We're able to do that in large part thanks to you, our listeners, through your generous pledges on Patreon. Patreon accounts for the overwhelming majority of our funding. The number one way you can support our work is to become a patron at patreon.com/truthandjustice. For just $5 a month, you'll get all episodes ad-free, a bonus pregame episode every Wednesday, and also a video version of the Friday follow-ups exclusive to our patrons. Patrons also get to participate and join the chat live in many of our interviews and get early access to much of our content. Just go to patreon.com/truthandjustice to sign up. You can also help us out by going to iTunes and leaving us a 5-star rating and review. It doesn't cost you a penny and goes a long way towards making the show more visible. If you have a new case that you'd like us to consider, you can submit your cases on our website, truthandjusticepod.com. Just click on the case submission button and fill out the form. You can always keep in touch with us through our email at theories@truthandjusticepod.com. You can like our Facebook page or join in on the conversation on the official Truth and Justice Podcast fans page.
You can also connect with us on social media platform X at Truth Justice Pod. And to follow our personal accounts on social media, I can be found at Bob Ruff Truth. Janet can be found at Janet Varney. And Zach is at Z to the Q. However you do it, stay engaged and stay in touch. But as for now, we're signing off. I'm Bob Ruff.
I'm Zach Weaver.
And I'm Janet Varney.
And this has been Truth and Justice.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.